Previously on 221B Baker Street. Are you advertising the latest guitar range? Now, where have you seen this weapon before?
Do you really think it's him? If it is, his blog is amazing. Did you see his Twitter account? He has more followers than anyone else I know.
Yeah, but his Instagram is kind of dead.
Wish he posts more pics of Sid. Do you think Sid is worth him?
Yes, it's you. Oh my gosh, is Sid worth you? We love your blog.
Will you give us your autograph?
No, no, no. Take a picture with us.
Please.
Please.
How about I give you something better?
You weren't supposed to be here.
You're a lady.
You took your time.
Yeah, I didn't get the shopping.
Why not?
Have you got some cash?
Take my wallet.
You could go if you want. You haven't moved since I left this morning. Any news on the Patel case?
Good day. May I speak to Mrs. Leila Patel?
Speaking.
Mrs. Patel, I'm Brenda from the Having Hope Orphanage.
I'm sorry, I'm not interested in donating it.
Actually, it's about your son, Danielle, who was reported missing.
Danielle? What do you know about Danielle?
What did you do?
I left the kid at the house.
You left the kid in an orphanage?
You should be thankful.
Well then, your reward will be sent to the wrong account. How could you be so stupid? You've ruined our entire plan.
And you almost ruined my life.
Assalamu alaikum.
Sex? They found him. They found Danielle.
Alhamdulillah, I'm so happy. You know, I'm, well,
can we bury the hatchet?
How do you suggest we do that?
Come for dinner next week. Bring Bilal with. I'm inviting all our family and friends.
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo,
hello, Mo.
Wasim listens in shock as Shamshir narrates what happened.
You were attacked with a machete by a completely veiled lady in this very room. And I didn't even realize it.
Quite so, Simi. But that's because, you see, but you do not observe. For example, you climb the stairs to our apartment every day, right?
Right.
How often?
Well, I don't know, hundreds of times?
Okay, then tell me, how many stairs are there?
How many? I don't know.
My point exactly. You have seen, yet you have not observed. There are 16. I know this because I've seen and I have observed.
Why can't I do that?
Because you're an idiot.
Wasim gasps at Shamshir's insults.
No, 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 no. Don't be like that. Practically everyone is.
فقالوا ألا تحتسم بكيت فقالوا ألا تبتسم بسمت فقالوا يرائي بها عبست فقالوا فلا ما كتم صمت فقالوا كليل اللسان نطقت فقال.
ليلى is convinced that Armani Slovo kidnapped Danielle.
صنيع جبان ولو كان مبتدعا.
How convenient. How come you found Danielle at the orphanage, huh? You put him there, didn't you?
Mrs. Patel, why would I kidnap Danielle to put him in an orphanage and then bring him back to you?
Money. That's all you whites want, after all. I wonder if you're even a real Muslim.
That's not very nice, Mrs. Patel.
Well, it wasn't very nice of you to kidnap my son, hey? This makes so much of sense. You were the only one who even knew where Tahir and I were the night Danielle went missing.
Yes, but it really wasn't me who kidnapped Danielle. It doesn't even make sense. Come on, why would I?
You were a struggling student, pretending to be a Muslim. So you came to work for me, waiting to kidnap Danielle.
Mr. Patel hired me. He said you needed a babysitter for a few days.
After kidnapping Danielle, you asked for a ransom.
If you want your child back, get 3 million rand ready, or else.
Until Shamshir took the case, you were scared of getting caught, so you left him at the orphanage and then pretended to find him.
What?
You were an evil genius. You even brought him back yourself, hoping to get the reward instead of the ransom. This way, you become a hero when you were the villain to start with.
Mrs. Patel, that's insane!
You're insane! I trusted you, Amani. Now you'll pay for this. I'm not letting you go.
Fine. Keep me under house arrest. But be warned, when my innocence is proven, you are going to eat your words. Allah is my protector, Mrs. Patel.
For you who believe, abstain, stay away from bad suspicion or negative assumption. When we assume something negative, a brother is walking past and we said, you know what, this guy's reading Salah without wudu. For what? It's such a dirty thought. It shows that you perhaps might be doing that. May Allah protect us. You know, a sister is walking in the middle of the night and you say, she's got bad intentions. Why? She could have just gone through some heavy ordeal that you don't even know about. May Allah protect us, brothers and sisters. May Allah protect us all. Have a good assumption, really. Do not have negative thoughts, because a lot of the times it displays the negativity in your own mind. You know, they say a dirty mind thinks dirty. So even when someone is speaking very clean, you know, they have a little cloud that pops up above their heads and their thoughts are all within that cloud. And they're bad thoughts. Why? Because a dirty mind thinks very dirty. This is why Allah is telling us, do not have negative suspicion. You rather have positive suspicion. Like we see sometimes people sitting on their mobile phones, and you come into the masjid and say, hey, this guy here is on his mobile phone in the masjid, but he's reading Quran. You may not know. Relax. And then sometimes you have a person with a Quran, sitting with his Quran wide open, and in there he's got a mobile phone with games, playing games. So you might not know what's going on. Still, the one with the Quran open, it's between him and Allah. You must think he's reading Quran. The one with the mobile phone, continue thinking that he's doing something that is beneficial for him. Why do we need to think negative? This is what is drawing us away from our own peace and contentment. Because you think negative of others, believe me, they begin to think negative of you. So what happens? The whole world becomes a negative place. We need to be positive. We need to be people who think good about one another, so that tomorrow we will also be thought good of. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors.
Layla slams the door shut, taking Amani's phone with her. Amani begins crying, wondering if Ridwan will realize what's happened to her.
I can deal with non-Muslims attacking me. But now my fellow Muslim is attacking me. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Where's the justice?
Signature to human nature, Layla hastily decides to implicate Amani, without giving it much thought or even discussing her accusations with anyone else.
Hashtag appearance versus reality. Hashtag pseudo-Muslim. Facebook status done. Now a tweet. Okay, that leaves my WhatsApp status. And now, finally, a picture on Instagram. Should I actually put a pic of her? Wait, edit it first. Ha ha, perfect.
After a long day at work, Ridwan enters the house, wondering if Amani knows that Danielle's been found.
Scout? Scout? Are you at home? That's strange. Why is she so late?
Ridwan tries phoning Amani to find out where she is.
Assalamu alaikum. My phone switched off. Well, I'm ignoring you. Leave a message after the tune to find out.
She needs to change that.
As he waits for his sister, Ridwan decides to check his Twitter account, only to find an alarming tweet.
Yalla, what did Scout get into?
After browsing a number of other sites, Ridwan comes to a single conclusion.
Oh no, the Patels are blaming Amani for the kidnapping.
Sahib listens in astonishment to his wife's explanation about Danielle's kidnap.
That's how I know it is Amani.
Oh my word! Layla, where is the poor girl?
Poor girl? She stole our child!
Layla, I don't know, man. Amani? Nah. It doesn't make sense. You should let her go.
Not until the police get here. Did you call them, Dave?
Just then, the doorbell rings.
Finally, that must be the police.
Layla begins rushing for the door, eager to finally have Amani arrested for her crime.
Layla, wait. It can't be the police. I didn't even call them yet. Thank goodness.
Layla opens the door.
Oh, not another one of them.
Okay, so why did the walking hijab, Edward, leave these trainers here? Did it belong to her?
No, but the kid it belonged to loved them.
So, what happened?
Something bad.
Shamshir looks at Wasim in a daze.
He loved those shoes. He'd never leave them filthy. Wouldn't let them go unless he had to.
Shamshir trails off, staring ahead of himself.
Oh.
What?
T.P.
Sorry, who?
Tahir Patel.
What about him?
It's where I'd be at.
Where is Amani?
Where should she be?
That would be at home, and she's not there, Mrs. Patel. What did you do to my sister?
Do you know what your sister did to me?
Look, Mrs. Patel, I assure you that my sister would never kidnap your son. Now, would you please tell me where she is?
Hearing the commotion outside, Amani realizes Ridwan is at the front door, and so she begins yelling at the top of her lungs.
Ridi! Ridi! I'm locked in here! I'm locked in here!
Due to the distance, Ridwan is unable to make out anything clearly, but...
Is that... Oh, Mrs. Patel, that's my sister screaming. What have you done to her? Let me in this instant.
Not until the police get here.
As Ridwan tries to enter the house to see if Amani is okay, Tahir comes rushing out of his room.
Ridwan, what's wrong?
Mr. Patel, your wife is holding my sister hostage. What madness is this? She doesn't have any proof or authority to do such a thing.
Calm down, Ridwan. Calm down. There's been a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? Your sister is a criminal. What don't you understand about that?
Well, I want to see Amani right now, or else I will call the police.
والصداقة كنز غالي معي لا جارة أحزان الليالي صديقي والصداقة كنز غالي.
Where you began, where I began, to be as I now stand.
توأم الروح المثالي صديقي توأم الروح المثالي.
Shamshir begins walking down memory lane through the images stored in the hard drive of his mind.
That's not fair.
What's not fair?
This is an audio feature. How are we supposed to know the story seen in Shamshir's photographic memory?
Oh, that. Well, I'll give you the words, but your mind will paint the picture.
على الطاعة قلبي جنب قلبا رضا الله همنا في كل حال.
So let me tell you a bit of a story. It was sometime in the early 1990s. Shamshir Ismail Dindar and Munir Ahmed Dindar were living in the twilight of the apartheid years. They were of the few Indians who lived in a white area, Florida, under the cover of a white alias. The Dindars were not the only Indian family who got this right. The Patels did too.
There you are. Where else would I be?
Little Ilham watched her best friend as he dragged a stick through the sand.
Munir and Tahir have gone to the tennis court. They think you snuck in. I knew you'd be here. Everyone's looking for you. There are more important things they should look for.
Like what?
You won't understand.
Because I'm a girl?
Because you are only 6 years old. When we are older, you'll understand.
Stop acting like a grandpa. You're only 3 years bigger than me, okay?
We are supposed to say, I'm 3 years older than you, Ilham, not bigger.
Okay, you're 3 years older than me, but you're acting like the old man who was snoring. Why are you so boring?
That's a crime against rhyme.
I know what that is, but see, you are boring. You don't even play with me anymore.
Is it because I'm a girl?
Oh, Mommy said boys and girls shouldn't play together.
No, don't be silly. It's because I'm busy.
So, Shamshir actually had friends as a child.
What did you think?
So, what happened?
Well, Munir and Tahir were the same age. But the Dindar brothers were incredibly intelligent.
So,
Munir and Shamshir were both promoted during their schooling careers.
Promoted?
Aha. They skipped grades. So, Munir was ahead of his age group, leaving Shamshir and Tahir in the same grade. Munir and Tahir always got along. They were best of friends.
But Tahir and Shamshir didn't.
Exactly. Great. You're keeping up. So, while Tahir was fiercely competitive with Shamshir, he and Munir did absolutely everything together. Until one day, the day their friendship ended for good.
Okay, let's end this once and for all. Whoever is better from you two will sneak into the pool in the white area, take a swim, and come back out without getting caught by the white man.
That's easy.
But remember, no cheating, Shamsi. I'll do a quick test for chlorine from the water on your clothes.
Ha, yeah, Shamsi. Now you can't just stretch yourself at the hose pipe.
Then, that is a foolish idea.
Yeah, you just know you're going to lose because you're a chicken.
So, who's going to be the first to do it? I'll announce the winner to all our friends back in Roshni, Lands End, Azadpur.
Me, of course! Tahir! Wait!
على الخير اجتمعنا في محبة وكل منا.
Shamshir's warning fell on deaf ears. Eager to outshine Shamshir, Tahir took up the challenge. He was certain that he would succeed, especially since he looked like a white child after all.
What happened next? Did he succeed?
Well... 1992. Young Indian kid, 11 years old, was caught trespassing in the swimming pool area of Florida Lake. Shamshir shows Wasim a picture of an old newspaper article on his phone.
You won't remember it. Why should you?
But you remember it.
Yes, I was an eyewitness of sorts.
So, what happened?
Being a minor, Tahir's parents faced a criminal charge.
Something fishy about it? Other than racial injustice?
Nobody thought so. Nobody except me and...
Wasim loses Shamshir again. As Shamshir recreates it to the vivid collection of childhood memories,
وبكيت شعرا لا دموع ولا دما وبكيت باطلا.
That is a big trouble. I told him not to do it. He doesn't listen to anyone. Now, Daddy Ma, feel the court. Feel the court? No, Sully. You mean they must appeal to the court. Oh, yes. Tahir must be sorry. No, he's only sorry that he forgot his train is at the swimming pool. He wants me to go and get it back for him. You can't, Ilham. You'll get bored.
Did Shamshir decide to go get the trainers for Ilham? Aw, how sweet.
No, don't be silly. He knew it was almost impossible. Besides, they had greater worries than Tahir's lost trainers.
Now where will Tahir and Ilham stay?
Probably with their relatives.
But how did his parents just die?
It was an accident, Chelsea. It happens.
What happened?
They went to court. They paid the fine for Tahir trespassing. They were on their way home when the car's brakes failed. And the end.
So where are Ilham and Tahir going?
And so, Shamshir bid farewell to his only childhood friend.
This is for you. A chain with the number 8 that's sleeping? That's an infinite sign, Sully. What? Infinite? It means it never ends. So we'll be friends without an end? No. No? Why? Because, when you look at this chain, I want you to remember that only Allah is infinite. So, oh, I know. So Allah will always be there for me, isn't? Absolutely.
Wait a second. Would any two kids have such a conversation?
Well, that's just it. Was Shamshir and Ilham just any ordinary kids?
No, they were above average.
Precisely.
So, did Ilham and Shamshir part ways then?
Yes, but not before Ilham asked.
Why did you say I can't go get Tahir's trainers? Because you can't. You'll get into big trouble. But Shamshir, look here. What? I already got it.
Ah, see. What a boy can't do, a girl always can. What happened then?
Well, that was the last Shamshir and Munir ever heard of Ilham and Tahir. Rumor had it that the Batal siblings had moved overseas, but no one ever knew where. That was the last Shamshir heard of Ilham or her brothers are here. So, Ilham took the trainers with her, saying,
I'll keep the trainers. Dad will be happy to have them back.
And that was the last I saw of Ilham, Tahir, and the trainers.
Until now?
Yes.
Whoa, Tahir, the owner of the trainers? Is he the same Tahir who's Daniel's father?
A Radio Islam International Drama Edition.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.